Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Relief workers in Indonesia are struggling to keep up with disaster relief around the country. There have been 3 major natural disasters there in the last 5 months. In all, 4,000 people have died and 3 million have been displaced, according to Indonesia's National Disaster Management Agency. The most recent natural disaster was a tsunami that struck the Sunda Strait near Java. It came without warning a few days before Christmas and killed more than 400 people. Over 150 are still missing. Earlier last year, there were earthquakes in Lombok in the summer and then more in Sulawesi in the fall. One of the not-for-profit organizations helping the relief effort is Kopernik. Dewi Hanifa is emergency response manager for the group. We reached her in Palu on the island of Sulawesi. That's where she's leading programs at a tent encampment for displaced families. We talked to her earlier today, and she described the day-to-day work she does. For example, today, teaching proper hygiene to children in the camp.
We did the activity for the hygiene promotion. It's really challenging because there is no more building there. So we're doing the activity outside on the tent, and it's really hot. Noon, it's really hot, you know, like the dust is everywhere. And the wind right now is really big wind, you know, and then this is something, you know, like for the children, it is, you know, still traumatic because until now there is still earthquake, something happened, even only like small one, but still the children will be scary. They might be they will screaming and then looking for their parents. They're still traumatic, even for the parent as well. When we teach the hygiene, you know, with the singing, with the dancing, you know, not then the children might be, you know, really happy.
The programs also include education for families who lost businesses and jobs and their homes.
We want to teach them how to start their livelihood, support on the business, just small businesses or something like that.
Hanifa says the relief work is especially challenging because aid workers, supplies, and money are spread thin in a country struggling to tend to nearly 3 million displaced people in 3 different locations. Coordination is difficult, too. Workers who were sent to Lombok were to give relief and then were sent to Palu, and then the earthquake and tsunami struck in Java and Sumatra.
The most difficult job is because this year 3 disasters happened. Lombok, and then Lombok before finish Lombok, and then happen Palu, and Palu before finish, and then again in Sunda Strait tsunamis. They have experience on emergency response, you know, because when Lombok happened, and then when Palu happens, you know, many people just move to Palu, and then Lombok just leave it, something like that, mm-hmm. You know. That's the most difficult right now, and then because this is many agency right now has moved to Sunda, and then Palu right now still happening, you know, still ongoing. It's really challenging for us working with other agencies to make collaboration or make coordination, because it might be the people who based in Palu, it might be moved to Sunda Strait tsunami, and then the government as well is really challenging to manage, you know, in 3 areas that happens at the same time.
On the ground with Dewi Hanifa, the emergency response manager for the group Kopernik, speaking with us from Indonesia. For more on Kopernik, go to our website, hereandnow.org.